2006. They're back.
No.
Yes.
Central Radio
are back.
Central.
Central Radio.
Better than ever before.
Central. Tunes so hot, they'll blow your mind.
Central.
Radio
Central.
Radio Central.
Hello, my name's Jim Lowe. And it's good to be back on Central once again for this August bank holiday. Coming up, we've got Pirate Streets, also some Captain Kremen, and many other things as well, so stay tuned.
Laura, can't you give me some time? I got to give myself one more chance to be the man that I know I am. To be the man that I know I am. Won't you just tell Cincinnati I'm gonna need your love. Don't you give me your love. Don't you give me your Shimon, Shimon. Where is your love? Don't you give me your love. You give me your Simone, Simone. Where is your love? Don't you give me your love? Don't you give me your?
They are the Sister Sisters and something called Laura. You're with Central, and coming up later we've got some free radio news from 1986, would you believe? But meanwhile, let's hear from a local band. This is Shaq. This is something called Tie Me Down.
Said Louise, I'm in love and in ecstasy. It's always my fantasy, and I trust you enough to see. In that middle cupboard, there's some ties. And get your skates on before you change. said, let's have a cup of tea and some smokes, I'll get on your knee. It's always my fantasy, and I love you enough to see. In that middle cupboard, there's some ties. In the Navy, so use a granny nut. Next time, she said, down, said Louise, I'm in love and in ecstasy. It's always my fantasy, and I trust you enough to see. In that middle cupboard, there's some ties. Skates on before you change your mind. She said
yes, I always wait for that bit. That's Shaq and something called Tie Me Down. More from them later. But meanwhile, just a reminder of what's coming up later. We've got the latest edition, episode 4 of Pirate Street, plus Kenny Everett's excellent Captain Kremen series, which we'll be featuring the first episode of, and carrying it straight throughout shows, etc. So that's quite good. Also, we've got some free radio news from 1986, would you believe? Okay, here's some vinyl right now from 1983. This is something by Matthew Wilder. And this is something called Break My Stride here on Central.
Break up my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no. another girl like you.
Wilder there, Break My Stride, by back from 1983. Excellent track that. Right, more from that particular year a bit later, and also from 1986 as well. We'll also be having a free radio report as well, which they're always quite interesting, them, to see what was on 20 years ago. Okay, let's hear from Travis right now. This is something called Driftwood. By the way, Central is the station you're listening to on 106.
Everything is open, nothing is set in stone. Rivers turn to ocean, ocean's tide you home. Home is where the heart is, but your heart had to roam. Drifting over bridges, never to return. Watching bridges burn, your driftwood floating underwater, breaking into pieces, pieces, pieces. Just driftwood, hollow end of no use. Waterfalls will find you, bind you, grind you. Nobody is an island, everyone has to go. Turn to butter, butter flying low. Low is where your heart is, but your heart has to grow. Drifting under bridges, never with the flow. And you really didn't think it would happen, but it really is the end of the line. So I'm sorry that you turned. Safe to go. Pushes turn to shovels, shoveling the snow. Frozen, you have chosen the path you wish to go. Drifting now forever and forevermore, till you reach your shore. Your driftwood floating underwater, breaking into pieces, pieces.
There you go, 10 years ago that one was out. That's Driftwood, came to you from Travis, from the album The Man Who. It's with Central that you're with at the moment, and hope you'll stay with us, because we're on right through till late. So do stay tuned to 106, because it does get better, you know, even if you don't like this show. Okay, right, a bit of free radio news now for week ending Sunday the 31st of August 1986. And it says, possibly due to the raid on Radio Julie last Sunday night, very few stations have been noted this week. Liverpool Pirate Radio were on 1179 kHz, and it says this station signed on at noon on Monday and were heard clearly but weakly for a period commencing at 12:10. After three or four records and a couple of jingles, they seem to have drifted into other stations either side of them and weren't heard again. They were not heard on Sunday, although 11:79. We seem to be having microphone. Wait. Right. Move that right back. Oh, we broke it. Right. Okay. Just broke the microphone there. Anyway, this is La Dolce Vita from Ryan Paree.
We are walking like in La Dolce Vita. This time we got it right. We're living like in La Dolce Vita. Gonna dream tonight. We're dancing like in La Dolce Vita. With lights and music on, our love is made in the Dolce Vita. Nobody else than you.
at Ryan Perry and something called La Dolce Vita. And yes, we have temporarily fixed our microphone clamp. It wasn't the microphone, it was the clamp that broke, actually, which we're lucky there. It's only a plastic one, so we're bin bags at the ready at the end of this show, I think, and we'll change it all round. Never mind. Right, it all adds to the interest of the show, doesn't it? We think. I got told off for saying that on WCR when somebody made a mistake, and I said it's much more entertaining when people make mistakes, and I got told off about it. Never mind, some people haven't got a sense of humour, have they? Right, where are we? Yes, we've done Liverpool Pirate Radio, and we're now on to Concept Radio, which was on in 1986 on the 31st of August, allegedly. It's too long ago to prosecute, isn't it now? Yeah, I think so, yeah. Anyway, right, 104.3 Concept. This station's carrier was noted briefly around 8:20 on Monday, right? And, yes, but programming didn't start until 10:15pm. And noted were Monday, 10:15, Jim Lowe, 11:15, Tom Webb, 12:15 to 12:30 closed down, and the Webb and Lowe show, they were not noted on Sunday. Interesting. Anyway, right, don't know what's coming up next, because we're a bit mixed up at the moment, actually. Yes, it's the Smiths. Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. That's appropriate, isn't it? Especially when things go wrong on these stations. It's Central on 106.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I from the year of 1986 there, that's the Smiths.
Okay, moving on now with Central Radio International. From the report from 1986, 31st of August, we go to Central Radio on 1404 kHz. This station was noted from noon on Monday with Jim Brown and Mark Evans doing turns apiece, but with irregular periods. They closed down at 2:35 p.m. as the DTI were known to still be in the area. They were noted briefly from 2:21 on Saturday to 2:30 closed down. Jim Brown said he only came on the air for a few minutes to do a short link with Anfield Community Radio and exchange reception reports. They were back on again at noon on Sunday, but were noted with a slight warble on the modulation. Jim Brown was on the air till 1:30 when Joe, the station's engineer, turned up to do some transmitter modifications. And they weren't noted again, although almost certainly would have tested the transmitter in the afternoon. On-air announcements seem to be suggesting that Liverpool Pirate Radio had deliberately opened at noon on the same frequency. As if he'd do that, never mind. But there was no sign of the latter, even with Central Radio off the air. So there you have it. That's what was happening in 1986. More from that particular day right after this.
Central Radio International, broadcasting to Liverpool, the world, Lancashire, and Clanfair. CFC Massacre, all but it's yellow, and they have Kugogoch.
But only when the wind's blowing in the right direction.
Moving pirate radio into the 21st century. Central Radio International.
Submarines in the harbor, incognito. Submarines of your dreams, not mine. The red, red sky must take the prize for giving to the people who never, never go to war. Planet Earth, testing ground right now. The blue, blue moon knows that soon we'll be searching for the people who never, never went to war.
have it. That's Captain Sensible, Glad It's All Over from 1983. That's off vinyl, that particular one. Sounding quite good as well, still after all these years. Okay, moving on to Radio Veronica now, and we're talking about 31st of August 1986, the Merseyside Free Radio Report from Tim Jackson. Radio Veronica on 104.7 that they were on, and this station rang in through the week to Tim Jackson, I presume, to say that they wouldn't be on the air on either Friday or Saturday. Reception on Sunday was much worse than expected, with Radio duly off the air. The signal was accompanied by a loud hiss, which presumably was splatter from BBC Lancashire on 104.5. Heard were 3 p.m. Neil Fraser, 3:37 WRLI Tender Trip Programme, 4:22 Neil Fraser, 5 p.m. Offshore Radio Show, 6 p.m. Adrian Cook, 7 p.m. Steve Harper, 8:12 Radio Rainbow Free Radio Show, 9:12 to 9:28 closed down with Neil Fraser. And on the Wednesday night, Granada TV carried a Rock Around the Dock show in conjunction with Radio City, and Radio Veronica broadcast it 2 days after it actually took place, beating the local radio station by 2 weeks. So there you have it, Radio Veronica on 20 years ago on the bank holiday weekend. Okay, let's hear some more excellent music right now. This is Sting, one that used to be on Cruise quite a lot, and this is something called 7 Days here on Central.
7 days was all she wrote, kind of ultimatum note she gave to me. She gave to me. When I thought the field had cleared, it seems another suit appeared to challenge me. Woe is me. Though I hate to make a choice, my options are decreasing mostly rapidly. Well, we'll see. I don't think she'd bluff this time. I really have to make her mine. It's plain to see. It's him or me. Monday, I could wait till Tuesday. Might instill fear in other men, but not in me. The mighty flee. Ask if I am mouse or man. The mirror squeaked away I ran. He'll murder me in time for his tea. Does it bother me at all? My rival is Neanderthal. It makes me think, perhaps I need a drink. IQ is no problem here. We won't be playing Scrabble for her hand, I feel. I need that. Days, so many ways,
Sting, something called 7 Days from the 1990s, which seems recent, doesn't it? But it's not. Right, right, on to Mersey FM now, and we're going through all the stations on in 1986 this week, and Mersey FM with Alan C and Dave Ross. Right, for a large part of Sunday afternoon and most of the evening, a very weak station was noted on approximately 103.2, says Tim Jackson. IDs were impossible, and the station was thought to be Irish. However, later in the evening, Radio Commodore reported that Mersey FM had been heard on this frequency at an unspecified time. Interesting, yes. I remember that station. It later became Scott FM. I think it was Mike... Alan C used to be Mike Smith in those days, but he changed his name to Alan C. And along with Dave Ross, he ran Mersey FM, and then he went on to Scott FM with Charlie Brown. So that was back in the 80s. Right, after this next one, we've got... we have some Captain Kremen, Kenny Everett's original series. That's right after this one. And it comes to you from Red Box.
Oh, look at this!
What's the matter?
Me radio's dead. There's just no life in it.
What you need is some of that new Central Radio International.
You what? Central Radio International? What's all that about then?
Well, it's a pirate radio station that broadcasts right across Merseyside and around the world on the World Wide Web. Well, you can't pick that up on your radio.
You what? Can I?
No, you can't. You can get it on your computer, though.
Well, how do I get that, then?
Just go to www.centralradio.info or flick around the radio band. That'll put some life back into this old tranny.
What do you mean? There's plenty of life in the old girl yet.
Put some life back in your radio. Tune your dial to the happy, friendly sound of
Central Radio.
Central Radio
International.
Are we happy? Are we scared? Are we shouting? Are we fighting?
There you have it. That's a bit of Red Box and something called Lean On Me. Okay, we'll take a break from 1986 now, and let's hear Captain Kremen, the very first episode of Captain Kremen with Kenny Everett.
Broadcasting from somewhere shady, because we are Free Radio for Merseyside. Transmitting on FM and across the planet on the World Wide Web. This is Central Radio International.
That's not Kenny Everett. We don't have that yet, you know. We don't do that sort of thing. Come on now, let's get the act together, please.
The 21st Century, in association with Worldwide Distribution Services, a subsidiary of Intercontinental Video, presents a Remarkable Enterprises production. Captain Kremen.
You're the only man alive that can handle this mission, Kremen.
I know, sir.
It's up to you to save my empire, Captain.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Do you realize, Kremen, that the fate of the continental United States is in your hands?
Fear not, Mr. President. It's not for nothing that they call me the world's most fabulous man.
Computer readout. Subject, Captain Elvis Brandenburg Kremen, born December 25th, 1950, height 6'10". Physical attributes, supreme athlete, concert pianist, Concorde pilot, mountain climber, diplomat, space captain and genius, IQ 498.
Hi folks, Captain Kremen here. What I'm about to tell you is classified information. It all started in the June of 2005. I was strolling through the grounds of the White House with the president, swapping jokes.
Say, what's black and crisp and hangs from the ceiling?
I don't know, Mr. President.
An Irish electrician.
Suddenly, he turned a ghastly serious color and said,
Kremen, our scientists have been tracking a strange object in outer space for quite some time now.
Is it an alien being?
We don't know, but what we do know is that every probe ship we send up never comes back.
You'd like me to go and investigate?
Yes, I would, Kremen. This is a job for a man with nerves of steel. A devil-may-care soldier of fortune with a gleam in his eye and a song in his heart, a smile on his lips and a girl in his arms.
Before you could say integrated circuit, I was back on board my trusty spaceship Troll 1, talking to my chief technical assistant.
Okay, Schmuckstein, Thrawn shields in place.
Oh, yes, Captain.
Anti-krill tray in position.
Affirmative, Captain.
Good. Are all these stores on board?
Oh, yes, we have enough supplies for 6 light years.
Wonderful. What about entertainment?
Well, we've got every feature film ever made and a lifetime supply of radio guide.
Good. Where's my sexy assistant?
Carla?
Yeah.
The last time I saw her, she was in your cabin opening a bottle of champagne and ripping off all her clothes.
Oh, good. I like to start every adventure with a bang.
9, 8, 7.
Please fasten your seatbelts and extinguish all cigarettes. Thank you.
2, 1, 0.
Well, we were off on an adventure that made Gone with the Wind look like the test card.
Hi, folks. Your friend and mine, Kremen, speaking. Well, here we are once again, headed out into the inky blackness in search of an alien object, which has been hanging around in space, observing Earth for many weeks. The President of the United States thought I might be able to shed some light on the mysterious thing.
Kremen, I want you to go out there and check it out.
Yes, sir. You think there's any danger?
Well, Kremen,
I mean, you know I can take it, sir.
It's just that
I mean, you know I'm a solid sheet of muscle, sir. Capable of ripping off bottle tops with my nostrils.
Kremen, if this mission's a success, we're giving you a down-to-the-ground mink spacesuit made of real mink, a gold space helmet made of real gold, and a set of coonskin luggage made of real coons.
That very day, I gathered my trusty crew and took off in my nuclear-powered ship, the Troll 1. Carla, my liberated number one, was by my side.
First stage away.
Don't fight it, Carla.
Second stage away.
Fight what, Captain?
Third stage away.
This.
Oh, Captain, you'll wear out my lips.
Shh, listen.
What?
That noise. It means there's a communique coming from Earth.
Oh, I'll switch on the video vectroscope.
BBC World Service. The news. The Soviet Union has crashed at Cairo Airport, north of Hawaii. The 1974 Commonwealth Games are to be held in Wormwood Scrubs Prison. In Moscow, the West German and Soviet foreign ministers will meet the six wives of Henry VIII.
Carla.
Yes, Captain?
Is this news sounding strange to you?
I don't know, Captain. I never listen to the news. It brings me down.
You know, I think whatever that thing is in space, it's affecting Earth.
Tune in next week and make your blood boil and your bowels go in Captain Kremen and the Krells.
And you can hear the second episode of that in the second hour of this show. But meanwhile, it's on with the free radio stuff. And we're up to Radio Slagoff International. They used to be on 103.5 or 103.6, it says here. And on the Friday, the Friday preceding the bank holiday in August 1986. This station was noted from 7:30 with Mike Hammer, Mike Hughes, or whatever you want to call him, it says here. He was still on the air at 11:15, although the signal in the meantime had been intermittent and off as well. And also at 10 o'clock they featured a newscast by Paul, a former broadcast by Radio Commodore. The station said they would be on the air Sunday and Monday, but haven't since been heard. Wonder what happened to them back in 1986. Yes, quite an interesting station that, because you never knew what they were going to say next. Bit like this one at times, really. Okay, let's hear some more music right now. We'll take a listen to this one. This is the Kane Gang. Another piece of vinyl for you there. That's Gunlaw from the Kane Gang, as played by me on the Mersey Waves. The very same piece of vinyl. A bit of free radio history there, and no, it's not for sale. Okay, on to Radio Commodore now. We're going through the stations here in 1986, and they were on 103.4, with no mailing address noted. This station was noted on Sunday at around 3 p.m. and at 4:20. On both occasions, the signal was intermittent and soon disappeared. From 10 p.m, Dave Moore was heard announcing a test transmission. He also mentioned that Slagoff were operating near his frequency and suggested that they move. They also said that they were on the air on Friday and Saturday with increasing power, but weren't noted here. Power on Sunday was said to be 12 watts. So there you go, that was Radio Commodore. They were on quite a bit, actually. From I first heard them in 1983 or 4, and there was Dave Moore, Tony West and Phil Smith were on that particular station. So hello to all the ex-Radio Commodore crew. And Radio Commodore later became CFM with Alan C and Dave Moore and a big load of other people as well. So there you have it. That was the free radio report anyway from 31st of August 1986. Can't be bad. Right, we're going to hear another tune now. This is not that one, but this one. Well, it was The Beautiful South and something called You Keep It All In. Okay, we're nearly up to the hour, aren't we? So we'll play an instrument up to the hour, and then we'll do some jingles, and then we'll continue with the second half of the show, actually. Let's hear some Hair Balpets to take us up to the hour.